No, today's decision is a real disappointment and undoubtedly will be a real setback, leading to a delay in the A5 project, a project which as recently as the start of 2011, at the time of the last general election, was scheduled to be completed by the end of 2015. But what we now need to see is the Irish government and the Northern Ireland executive come together and show the political will to get the project back on track, and also to show that the funding will continue to be there to actually see the project up and running. The Northern Ireland government had decided to spend €300 million on this particular stretch, which the planning was for. And I think it's really crucial now that that money actually continues to be assigned to the A5 project. So I think in the next number of days, we need to see the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach and the Minister for Transport meet with their northern counterparts to assess the situation now and to recommit themselves to this project.
Now, the Regional Development Minister's decision to not appeal the judge's quashing of the decision to go ahead with the A5, that effectively means a return to the drawing board. So he'll have to start the procedural process from scratch, including another public inquiry. The A5 project now could be years and years away if it's ever going to happen.
Undoubtedly, this is quite a serious setback. But the thing has to be, we have to make sure that it's just a setback in terms of the time scale for its delivery. And that therefore means it's crucial that we see the political will shown over the next number of days to actually commit again to the project and to commit the funding that's going to be required to actually deliver it. What now will have to happen is the planning process will have to start again. As you point out, that will include the public inquiry again. But I do believe that if the Northern Irish government and the Republic government show this necessary political will for this once really in a generation project, then it can happen. But we do need to see that political will demonstrated again in the next number of days.
Now, there are calls for the money for the A5 project to be redeployed now. Is there not a worry that if the money is redirected that the A5 may never happen?
I think certainly that's a real concern. And undoubtedly, if that €300 million that the Northern Ireland executive were going to spend on the A5 is assigned somewhere else, then I think it will be very difficult to get to find other monies to actually dedicate towards it. The key point about the A5 was that it was a cross-border project between the Northern Irish government and indeed the Republic government to be jointly funded. And therefore, what we need to see is both recommit to that. And if we need political intervention, and indeed if we need to intercession with the government of Westminster as well to ensure that there isn't time pressures attached to the money which was assigned to it, then we need to see that. Because I do believe that if the money is spent elsewhere, it will be very unlikely that we'll find additional monies to actually see the A5 built in the next short few years.
Realistically, now the A5 is not going to happen under the Fine Gael Labour tenure, and it's not going to happen under Danny Kennedy's tenure as Regional Development Minister.
We need to assess exactly how long it's going to take to actually get the planning back in place again. I think it was, if I recall, probably about 18 months, over a year to 18 months over the last while, actually getting to the stage whereby it was agreed only to be knocked down by the High Court. We now need to see how long it will take to reinstate that process. But the funding will be crucial to it. And what we now need to see over the next while is the two governments come together and actually reassert the political will and reassert the timeline and how it's going to be funded, and indeed ensure that the money that was allocated to it continues to be allocated to it.